I'm Pops.
And I'm Rick.
Was that too loud?
Holy shit.
It's always going to happen. We're going to always start off with some trouble somewhere along the way. Yes, that's why our podcast, this is a PSA, public service announcement?
Something like that.
All right. So don't expect no experts. We're not experts. We're out here to have
a good time.
Yep, we're having fun.
Bruh, sometimes the audio going to be bad. Sometimes the video going to be bad. Sometimes we going to be bad.
Yes. And today, because I don't know if you can tell, there's absolutely no alcohol anywhere along this way. This was a very long weekend.
It's too hot to drink, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. What the hell, son?
Bro, oh, man. You don't turn no volumes off, bro. Like I said, he's fucked up.
No.
He just ruined the whole opening.
Dude, we were trying to have fun.
Are you done? Stop messing with that shit.
There. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you.
But we're just trying to have fun. We're not experts. We're just, you know, maybe one day, you know, we'll hire somebody to do something for us if we hit the lotto.
Yeah.
But if we hit the lotto, we ain't gonna do this.
Hopefully they work for food stamps. I don't have any of those, but
Bitcoins.
I know where they come from.
Bitcoins. Oh. The special brand of Bitcoins. But aside from the special public service announcement that this is for fun, we're just hanging out, we're just doing our thing. Also, I want to give a shout out to those people who do take their time, sit back, listen to us, enjoy it, text me and say we're crazy or you two, you know, it's cool. We appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely, because this really ain't shit. There's an opportunity for me and Pops to hang out, man.
That's it. And then what we do is now we're incorporating you and hanging out with us and being a part of our, you know, the shit that we say.
Basically.
Know? Yeah. But I can tell, I mean, just looking at you, like, your eyes are red.
Bro,
like,
I'm exhausted.
And how much work, physical labor, did you do today?
Today? Not.
You walked to the car?
That was hot enough. That's enough. Enough, bro. It was like walking through the Sahara.
Yesterday, news said it was going to be 97 degrees. I heard this shit. And so my Alexa wakes me up in the morning. She tells me the weather and all that shit. And she said, well, today, you know, it's 71 degrees in Winter Springs. And, you know, it'll be 97. I turned around. I told her to shut the fuck up. And I said, well, I'm not coming out of bed. She fucked 97?
But it was way hotter than that, bro, with
yes.
the heat index. It was like 105 today, bro.
No, I can't handle that. I mean, I can, but I'm going to be very truthful. I went outside for about 30 seconds, maybe a minute, and then I closed the garage and I came back inside.
So what I don't understand is, like, they got all these weather days, bro. Hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. Why don't got heat stroke day?
They should, but they, because I remember. No, I was gonna bring that up because when I was in the Army, there used to be like a, you know, like every day they would have like a, you know, heat index in Texas especially, heat index and this is on post. You know what I'm saying? Whoa, what the hell are you doing, dude? I'm confused over here. I don't know what I'm saying.
It's not doing shit for me. That's why I'm fucking with this shit.
So
whatever. I'll just be loud.
So okay, so be loud. So before you went into work, they would tell you what the heat index was, what to expect. You know, like it's gonna be 103 degrees with 15% humidity. You're an asshole. You're a total asshole. But you know, it's gonna be this hot, so wear this uniform.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's what you wore for the day. But in real life, you don't get that kind of warning. You know what I'm saying? You just get your ass up, go to work, and if you have to wear a tie today, I'm sorry for you. I'm really sorry if you had to wear a tie today. It had to feel like you were being strangled by the sun and God at the same time.
Fuck it, bro. It was so hot.
But you know, it could be worse. It could be. Think about it. No, it could
be. Wait, pause. I had people – I work with people that just came back from Egypt.
Yeah.
And – they was like, yeah, it was 120. It was way better than this.
Yeah. And Florida has that fucking humidity, bro.
Yeah,
that's the stupidest.
This shit's trying to drown you.
In your own fucking sweat. man. I hate it. Look, I don't, you know, I don't do cold. I'm not a cold person at all.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I left up north and I moved down here because of the cold. And when as soon as the weather over here drops to like 55 and lower, I hibernate. I don't fucking leave the house for shit, for nothing. But when I moved down here, my whole mindset was no more suffering this fucking cold. I forgot about suffering the heat, bro.
The heat is a different type of animal, man.
Man, and it has no mercy on you. It's just gonna be on your ass.
Ain't no jackets, ain't no coats, ain't no scarves, ain't no beanies. It's just
And the fucked up thing is that you can only take so much off before you get arrested. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit.
I mean, I think Speedo is like, you can do Speedo.
I can't. I got old man ass.
Bald fro?
I got old man ass. I have a bald fro. but I got old man ass. You know, it's just starting to sag a little bit, just not looking
that's
right.
They got the ones. They got the lifties, bro. They got the Brazilian butt Speedos.
Yeah, but that's for chicks.
No, it's a Brazilian butt Speedo.
Speedo? For dudes?
Yeah, bro. Butt lifts.
All right. Here's the deal. I'm going to make this right here. I'm going to make this announcement right now. If he buys me a pair of those, I will wear them in public.
All right, here's an announcement. If anybody can make that shit, because I made it up off top of the dome, please make it.
I knew you were full of shit. I knew you were full of shit, bro. But, you know, it is what it is. The weather here is, but mind you, heat, like when you go down to the islands, the heat is different.
Yeah, it's smooth.
It could be like, you know, I had 90-degree weather over there. But, you know, if you have that ocean breeze and you have everything just flowing your way and with salt water, oh, man, the difference is immense. I love Puerto Rico. Yeah, I'm moving because it's too hot here and there's no cold over there. Coldest over there is, honestly, 55. Like, that's about as cold as it'll get.
Celsius?
Motherfucker. Actually, you know, they do use the metric system.
I know.
So
55 Celsius, hot as fuck, though.
It is?
Yes.
I don't fucking...
Very hot.
I don't know the math, bro.
I don't either, but I know that shit's hot.
I don't know the math. All I know is it's fucking warm and beautiful and sunny and shit. It is like that here, too. Don't get me wrong. Just fucking hot, man. Oh. What has been, like, the stupidest shit you've done in hot weather like this where you said, you know what? I'm going to go, and it's 105 degrees.
I can't do stupid shit in hot weather.
No?
No, fuck. Why would I do stupid shit in hot weather?
Well, you don't think, maybe I'll just go to the pool for a little while.
No, I think the safest place I can be is inside.
I agree.
100%. If it don't involve the letters A and C, I want nothing to fucking do with it.
Yeah, I feel you.
This has been brought to you by the letters A and C. Yeah. Sesame Street, this bitch.
I'm fucking with that. I'm not good for it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's, you know, like something, an activity like car washing where you can, while you're doing it, you can get yourself wet, you know what I'm saying, and kind of keep cool while you're doing it.
You know what gets me wet? Sitting on my couch in the AC.
It gets you wet?
On a whole nother level.
Yeah, but then, you know, you have one extreme to the other. Then you have that cold. And over here, you know, we're never really prepared for cold here.
It's never really. It's 30 degrees for like an hour.
Yeah, and typically you don't go anywhere. When the weather gets like that, if you do go somewhere, you got the heat on in the car, you run to the car, you jump out of the car, you go to where you're going, do what you got to do, leave there. The same thing with AC, though. Mm-hmm. You know, the same thing. The only difference is with the AC, you're sweating your balls off. You get in there, you're all sticky.
Man, people got these new cars. They got, like, these vents between your legs, bro.
I'm
trying to be like that. I'm trying to be rich like them.
Like vents?
Shout out to my sister. She rich, bro.
She got a vent?
She got that new Lamborghini with the fucking shit in the vents. It just cools your crotch down.
Down by the testicle area?
That's where your crotch is, yes. Yeah. Oh, well, did you scratch your ankles? Because, no, it doesn't shoot at your ankles.
Well,
just saying, that's where your nuts is.
I'm old, dude.
That's not where my nuts is.
I'm old, bro. You know, you'll get there someday. You'll get there someday. You know you're old when you sit down sometimes, and you got to make sure that you.
Bro, so I got the story about this guy I used to work with. So I used to build lasers. And one of the lasers we had to build, we had to go outside to align that shit. And I wasn't there for the story. Everybody called this guy Heatstroke. that was his nickname. So when I met him, I called him fucking. They were like, "Yo, this is Chris Heatstroke. Just call him Heatstroke." I'm like, "Bet." And he answered to it. That was his fucking nickname. So I finally like, "Yo, how the fuck did he get a nickname Heatstroke?" So he was outside aligning this fucking laser, and just just quit, just fucking walked in, said, fuck this. He clocked out, went home, took a shower. Clocked out, went home, took a shower, came back an hour later. It's like it's too fucking hot. You know, so they call that motherfucker heat stroke.
But you know it's fucking hot when you prepare to fucking lose your job. Fuck this. I'm going to go take a shower. I'm not staying in this hot motherfucking shit. I'm going to fucking wear home. Yep. Hey, but at least he clocked out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He clocked out. That's just fucking hilarious. Heatstroke. I got to meet the guy, man.
I don't know him like that. I'm telling you. I'm just saying. His nickname was Heatstroke.
Hey, I had in Texas, 1981, you weren't even around yet. I had a little similar incident. We were doing a parade, and I don't know if you've been in parades, but okay, so if for those of you who've never been in the military, when you do a parade and you're just practicing, like this isn't the parade, you're just practicing. The practices are longer than the fucking parades.
Yeah, bro, the parade is like an hour.
Yeah,
you're know, practicing for 9 days.
Yeah, you practice it for 9 days, and you're in fucking formation. You're standing in the sun for hours in full battle rattle. You have your Kevlar. Back then it was a fucking helmet. You have all your shit. You have your weapon, and this is for practice. I would have been cool with just, let's do this for 9 hours, and then the parade, we put it on. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the same shit, just a little heavier. What the fuck? Man, we in formation, and the Sergeant Major's up there telling us, and he's trying to motivate motherfuckers. So tomorrow's a big parade, and, you know, the change of command, and this, that, and the other. And as he's talking, I'm in the fourth row. I'm in the back row, and I can feel it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go down. I feel it. Fucking sun is beaming. The weapon just got from, it went from fucking 9 pounds to like 90 pounds. My shoulder's doing this. I said, I'm going to go down. And I was about to, you laughing. I was about to fucking fall the fuck out. And all of a sudden, four people directly, like one, two, three, four in front of me just said, whoop. And it was like a line of dominoes. Like fucking 18 people just passed the fuck out. You see ambulances coming and shit. Medics are coming. They're fucking spraying water on everybody. I'm standing in the back of the, you know, I didn't pass out.
Yeah, and adrenaline kicked in.
Yeah, hey, shit. It was fucking hilarious. But I didn't pass out because homeboy right next to me to my right, Rodriguez, his name is Rodriguez, because I remember because he was the biggest Rodriguez ever in the planet. He was fucking huge. And he was standing right next to me, and he kind of leaned over on me, and he's like, I feel you, man. I got you. I got you. I'm like, okay. Okay, but don't push too far that way because I'm going to go that way. Yo, man, that was fucking hot. And the thing is, the next day for the parade, 5 minutes into the marching, fucking storm, rain, everything, wind, all kinds of shit hit loose. They freaking canceled the parade outside, moved us into a gym. We freaking stood up, sat down, stood up, sat down, did that shit three times. The motherfucker left and it was done. After 9 days of fucking sweating your balls off, carrying fucking what? Oh, and then you didn't have your weapons, no, because you can't sit, you know, you can't, yeah. There's too much room. There's not enough room. Man, motherfuckers. I'm so glad I'm out. I'm sorry for you guys still active out there doing that thing, and I'm proud of you, and yo, fucking serve your country. It's great shit, but fuck them parades. Fuck them parades. And then when the motherfuckers want to do it in wintertime, fuck them even more.
Yeah.
That's fucking worse. I hate the fucking cold.
I didn't do a winter parade. Most of my parades were pretty decent weather, but I remember winter back when I was stationed in New York.
Ooh.
Bro, I got down to negative 25.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we used to work 12-hour shifts. So we would go in the middle of the day, come out, just mounds of snow.
Yes.
So just mounds of snow. And you're like, fuck, which one's mine?
Oh, you get to your car.
They all look the same.
Oh, shit, that's where you fucking got your car wrecked, too.
Yeah, but that was later on. That was a bunch of ice. But so we would go out, start digging. Fuck, this isn't mine. God damn it, man. And the next guy's like, thanks, bro. Fucking hate you, man.
That fucking snow ain't no joke either, man. That shit, that cold.
Yeah, I couldn't even drive my car.
I was, you know, I was raised in Chicago. Chicago is really cold. You get that 25 and 30 degree weather. My mother sent my ass to school. My mother doesn't listen to the news. She doesn't get up in the morning, turn on the news, and find out whether there's a snow day, none of that shit. And back in those days, there were very, very, very few snow days. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't happen.
No, they just don't give a fuck about kids back then.
They didn't. You know what I'm saying? They give a fuck less. But back then, it was just, fuck it. My mother got me up, got me dressed. I left the fucking house. It was cold. I mean, I had all that gear on. I got to the bus stop. I did kind of realize, wow, usually there's people out here at the bus stop too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting in the corner and I'm, trying to find that blocking the wind and all that shit. And I don't see no cars. There's no cars coming back and forth. And there's no fucking buses. And I've been there for a minute. I haven't been there for a while. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, some lady looked like she's one of those cartoon characters, man, that has the flow thing in the back. Yeah. It was my mother. She had thrown on blankets and sheets and everything, and she had come running from the house. Bente, come. There's no school today. I've been out this motherfucker for like a half hour. You come up. I almost died. The fuck? There wasn't a car. There wasn't a bus. There wasn't shit running but fucking police cars and ambulances.
And they just driving by. They're like, oh, poor kid.
That fucking kid. Somebody should have fucking stopped and said something to me. Yeah. I wonder if I can go back and sue the motherfuckers for that shit, man. Because it was cold.
You got memory loss. That shit ain't gone.
It was like 57 degrees below in Chicago. Oh, yeah. It gets like that, bro.
I felt my eye twitch a little bit.
Oh, yeah, bro. It gets like that lake bringing that cold shit.
I pass on all that shit.
Everybody
remember? I'm yawning, bro. I'm pooped, man. That sun kicked my ass this weekend, man.
It was too much.
Yeah.
It was too much. I did a little bit of here and there with the sun, but I tried to stay fuck out of it.
And then we hit the beach Saturday, and then we had a cookout yesterday. You was there.
Yeah.
And I was grilling. And I don't know what the fuck I was singing.
Yeah, but beach, dude, I don't know. I can't see it here in Florida. I love the beach. I just can't see it here, man.
I didn't see it either, but.
You were there.
There I was.
Did you put up a canopy and shit?
Oh, yeah. We had four canopies with the group of us.
Oh, good, so good.
There was shade wherever I went.
Yeah, because the direct sunlight, bro, you're looking for death,
Wow, so this, I don't know, the death kind of reminds me of, like, the worst camping trip we ever went on.
Aside from
my bachelor party, that trip we took to Austria, and it just rained for a whole fucking weekend.
The whole weekend. Oh shit! How old were you?
Six?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, six. You were young as shit. Yeah. There was no sun, rain.
Well, besides, we got enough time for us to set up, and then we were like, oh yeah, let's start the fest. Fucking in a tent for 3 days with each other.
Yeah, we were supposed to be taking pictures. You're in Austria camping. How many people do that?
I remember the fucking mountain ranges as we were driving by getting it.
Beautiful.
I remember my mother tried to get me a mayonnaise sandwich. Oh my god. That was worse than the fucking camping trip. I bit that bitch.
Oh, mayonnaise! I'm gonna die.
I was like, What is this? Oh, just a little mayonnaise, baby. I'm going to die in this van.
You sounded just like your mom, though. Oh, no, man. That was bad. But it's rain. It doesn't really, I mean, you're miserable, but you're not.
But we couldn't do any of the shit that we planned on doing. That was the issue.
You couldn't do shit.
Nothing.
There was nothing you're going to do. You
the
sit
trap.
There.
I remember the tent started leaking a little bit. It was miserable.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you couldn't start a fire because it was fucking raining. It was bad. Yeah.
I think that trip got cut short.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
If I remember correctly.
If you remember, we on our way back, we stopped to eat some shit and some benches, and the sun was fucking beaming. It was like, what the fuck? We didn't even drive for half an hour.
No.
And the sun was beaming.
Got us. That's what we get for leaving the country.
Yep. That is absolutely true. But, speaking of leaving the country, California,
yeah,
they have tsunami drills.
Fuck tsunami drills.
Tsunami drills. And I'm not from California.
Oh,
And I lived initially when I first got there, I was living in Irvine, which is inland. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you don't hear
no
shit.
Drill. No drill.
Nope. I was sitting in there. Me and Edgar were sitting in the freaking living room smoking a blunt, talking shit. And all of a sudden you hear that whoop, 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 whoop. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh, shit, this weed is really good. I was like, because he didn't do nothing. He didn't react. He didn't bounce or nothing. I'm like, oh, shit, it's got me hearing shit. I'm like, dude, can you hear that? He said, yeah, it's a tsunami alarm. A what? There was no earthquake. I didn't feel an earthquake. No, it's a test. How do you know it's a test? You know what I'm saying? They don't say, you don't hear, nobody says, this is a test, here comes the alarm. No, it just goes off.
On a certain day of the week at a certain time.
Nobody told me that shit.
Trust me, I found out the hard way in Oklahoma.
That shit is fucking fearful, bro. That shit is scary. Okay, so we're talking about weather, and I don't know if this falls under weather, but earthquakes.
I'll take it. Shit.
Bruh.
Natural disasters.
Bruh. The first time that I went through an earthquake in California, I became the local apartment bitch. I'm not lying. It was a Saturday. I was laying in my bed. I had the TV on. I was chilling. I'm a little bit high. You know what I'm saying? It's still a little early because we had all planned to go outside to do a little grilling in the back. You know, the neighbors and shit. And as I'm watching TV, next to the TV, I got these two freaking lamps. And above the TV, I got a freaking picture hanging. And I see the picture start swinging, like, you know. And I didn't feel it at first on the bed. I just kind of saw that shit. And then the two lamps fell. The two, you know, they weren't lamps, little statue things. Yeah. They fell. And then I felt the big, doing this shit. And I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm running up and down that motherfucker. I'm in my room. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I'm screaming. My roommate, I can hear him laughing in his room. And I'm like, oh, I thought we were going to fucking die. The building, you know, you're supposed to stand like under a door shit. I'm trying to find someplace to fucking go under. I got to hide. And I did not realize that I was being loud. So in my head, I was being just like I'm being like here. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I was screaming. I realized I was screaming because when it stopped shaking, you know, now I'm going to run the fuck out of the building. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I run out, and the building that we lived in is square, and the middle section of the building is empty. There's trees there, benches and shit, and there's a little balcony, so you can walk around the whole balcony and shit. So when I walked outside, I'm running toward the stairs. There's about 12 or 15 people sitting down and say, yo, Ray, was that you yelling? I was like, what do you mean yelling? He said, we thought we were in church. All we heard was, oh, God, oh, Jesus, oh, God, oh, Jesus. Man, did you guys feel that fucking earthquake? That shit happens here all the time. I said, okay, I'm out. And they said, what do you mean you're out? I went into my room. I started packing my shit. I pulled out my, I'm serious, from under the bed. I started putting clothes in there. My roommate, Edgar's like, yo, what are you doing? I said, man, fuck this. I didn't get a warning. There's no fucking warning for this shit. You know what I'm saying? He said, no, you can. There's an app you can put on your phone, and it'll let you know, before an earthquake happens. And I'm like, oh, shit. Why didn't fucking you tell me? Man, I need warnings. Tornadoes give you warnings. Snowstorms, you get warnings. You know, hurricanes, you get warnings. There's no fucking warning for this shit. He said, no, get it. So I downloaded the app, you know, put the app on. And I started reading the fucking app. It's going to let you know there's an earthquake 15 seconds before it hits. Fuck.
I'd rather not know.
Yeah, 15 seconds? There's not enough time to wipe your ass and leave if you're taking a shit. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Oh, man. I hated it, man. I hate it. I love California, but the worst parts is those. And I have three in a year and a half. Three good ones that really rocked, you know, the I'm telling you. You'd have been there. You'd have been, oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh,
nah,
Jesus.
I'd have just sat the fuck where I was at, bro.
Really? You think so?
I'm too calm, bro.
Bro, I'm a calm person.
When have you ever seen me freak out? That shit would have been shaking. I'm like, well, this is it.
It's time. No, bro. I don't know, man. It's scared. I've been through hurricanes. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been through a tornado per se. You know what I'm saying? Like an actual tornado. But I've been through hurricanes. You know, I've been through some pretty fucked up weather, snowstorms, all that good shit. But earthquakes are different, bro. That's...
I don't know. I've never been through an earthquake, but I've never been through a tornado, but I've been through a tornado siren testing.
That's fun too, right?
Fuck that shit, bro. I'm sitting there with my coworkers, and we're in the line for McDonald's down the street from the hotel. We're just trying to grab some food real quick, get back to the hotel. And I order my food. I'm reaching in to, like, grab it, and the fucking alarm goes, and I'm looking around at these motherfuckers, and I'm looking in the McDonald's, and everybody's calm as fuck. Like, they don't hear it. Now I'm like, am I going fucking crazy? Nobody else hears what the fuck's going on? And the lady's real calm. She's like, here you go. Have a nice day. What the fuck is that?
Because it's not soft. That's just loud.
What the fuck? Oh, that's just the tornado horn, the tornado warning. Why aren't we moving? Why are you guys just standing there? Oh, it's just a drill. It happens every Saturday at 1 p.m. Thank you.
Bitch, somebody should have told me this shit. I hate it, bro. I'm telling you. But at least there's those warnings. I mean, some places don't have that shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't. Puerto Rico don't have none of that shit. You don't know when shit is happening, you know? And over here, have you ever heard anything like that? Have you ever heard, like, a tornado warning? Or
no.
Other than on television.
Because this shit, they have those shits all the time, though, so. And, yeah. And it's Oklahoma. I'm like, nobody got internet. They still got fucking rotary phones,
rotary
bro.
Phones and shit. That's fucked up.
Shout out to all my Oklahomies.
Yeah. You know, he's just fucking with you. Not me. I didn't say nothing. But, yeah, Florida doesn't have that, but we do have hurricanes. I have experienced a few here. So have you. Shit. You've experienced a couple
here.
No,
I used to miss, like, my birthday every year at school, in high school, because it would be a hurricane.
It would be a hurricane. Yep. Or a warning, at least. And then you have... the tsunami things, which are scary. Tsunamis are scary. They can be kind of frightful.
But with tsunamis and earthquakes, go back to Cali, man. Cali has some of the best fucking weather, bro. San Diego was so fucking beautiful. It rained. I was there for a year. It rained once.
I know.
One time. I mean, I don't know how they had any vegetation.
Grew.
I don't know where the fuck all these green plants came from, but it never fucking rained. And I remember this Tony song. It never rains in Southern. It didn't. It didn't fucking rain.
Yeah, no,
it rained in Mexico.
Yeah.
It
didn't rain in Southern California. No, I know, man. Long Beach was the same way. I mean, my apartment did not have an air conditioner or a heater.
Yeah, fuck all that. My barracks room didn't have an air conditioner either. We had a heater, but didn't have an air conditioner.
Yeah, I mean, in my apartment, if it got cold, you close the windows. If it got hot, you open the windows. That's the way it was. It's just a breeze.
And all that for $600,000.
I didn't live there. I mean, I luckily I moved and where I, when I was
802 square feet.
No way, 750 square feet was $2,800 in Irvine. When I moved to Long Beach. With my roommate, because he had been living in an apartment for 19 years off of the owner, he was only paying $1,000 a month.
Ooh.
And we were a freaking 15-minute walk.
I never left.
15-minute walk from the beach. Now, we did live on Wisconsin Avenue. I'm not going to say what Wisconsin Avenue is, but for those of you who are interested in Long Beach, look up Wisconsin Avenue. You'll find out.
That's where the stoners are, isn't it?
Nope.
No?
No. It's the whole entire neighborhood is a gay neighborhood.
Oh, I thought it was
so it's
stoners
just,
and hippies.
No, it's just flags everywhere. So when you walk down the street.
Mad disrespectful. We don't call them that.
What do we call them?
We don't call them flags.
What, dude? Not fags, motherfucking flags, you asshole.
Wow, bro. You're mad disrespectful.
No, you know, you got your flags, absolutely your rainbow flags and everything. And by the way, one of the prettiest neighborhoods.
I need you to put that arm down.
Everybody takes care of their yards and stuff. But on the other side of that was the dispensaries and all the good stuff. And then we had places that served you like ramen and wine. Like, really, like, they had an art store that you can go in the art store, and while you're in the art store, they would make you cheesecakes.
So I'm selling ramen and wine.
Yeah, no, I'm not lying.
Why would I want that together?
It's just people come up with stupid shit, and they do it. I'm not lying. books, a bookstore, you know, you have a bookstore that's kind of a bookstore where you can buy and trade books. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they have a bar and they have, you know, different kinds of foods that you can eat there. So it's like a library with the lunchroom inside the library. And then you have the wine places and the art places.
Isn't that called Panera?
Kind of like Panera, but Panera has no books.
Oh, I know. I've never been in one.
It's really weird. It's very artsy. It's like a bohemian type feel. Oh. Where 70-year-old people say, "Hey, dude, are you sitting there, man?" And you're like, you're like my mother's age. And you're cool as shit, man. They wear their little shorts and their little flip-flops, and they don't give a fuck. I like that part. Yeah. I wish I was there. Yeah. And the weather? Amazing.
Yeah, I can't afford it. That's exactly what happened when I got out of the Navy. They were like, "Yeah, you can stay here or you can go home." And I started looking around places to rent, and I was like, "Gotta go home." Gotta go home. Not gonna be making enough money.
As beautiful as the weather may be, man, it is fucking expensive.
They had this place. It was not bad, but it was kind of small, but it was only like $300 a month. Bro, that was the baddest cardboard box on the street. Shit, indoor nothing. Fuck that place.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I don't know that I mean, when I went over there, you know, my whole thing is all fucked up. But yeah. I went over to Irvine Place, and I saw that apartment, you know, for $2,800, and it was 750 square feet. Like it was tiny. Like, literally my garage, a little bit bigger than my garage.
Yeah.
So if you add a bathroom to my garage, that probably would have been it. Oh, and a small balcony. A small balcony where you could fit 1.5 people. not even 2 people could fit out there.
You know? Just got to make friends with a midget so you can have company.
Yo, they had 3 huge pools. They had saunas. They had gyms. They had everything. All the amenities you can. They even had one of those Japanese calm gardens or whatever they call it, with the little rakes and the rocks, and you decorate shit and everything. And I had to spend a lot of time in that Japanese place, their little sand pit, because
you were spending all that money on rent.
I couldn't stay in the apartment. It's too claustrophobic, man. It's just fucking tiny little motherfucker. Holy shit, man. But it was Irvine, and see, Irvine was like hot. When it got hot, it got hot.
It's desert right there.
Yeah, you know. Oh, and you know I worked over there in
Pasadena.
Pasadena. 105 degrees in February.
No.
And it was.
Yeah, that's a big fat no on my part.
Fucking hot. Inland and dry and god awful. But if I would have known that my boy Sheldon was going to be hanging out over there, I probably would have stuck around.
Nah, that was well before his time.
Yeah, well before. But it was nice.
And, long, long, long time ago, buddy.
And I did get to experience the, what is it, the flower parade that they do, the Pasadena?
The Rose Parade.
That one.
Right for the Rose Bowl.
Right from my office, looking down, going back and forth. That was pretty cool. Sweet. That's pretty cool. But anyway, I digress.
My sister had a funny story, but I can't tell it.
No.
So maybe she can tell it one day.
Yeah, she should.
Maybe I'll record her telling it, and then I'll throw it in the episode.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Right here.
Yeah.
That was my sister. just in case.
That'll be good.
No, you didn't. Ah! She's so funny. Oh, man, she's great. All right, we love you. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, sis. A daughter.
JIC, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
If she's going to be in there or not.
But. We don't know. And we're not really good editors and shit, so.
Oh, not at all. It might just black out if you just hear her telling the story. Actually, that's exactly what's going to happen. Did you just see us freeze?
Yeah. Yeah, we've already given you that public service announcement. We are not experts. We're just having fun. We're just chilling. We're just trying to spread some love and have some fun, you know. And right now, you know, we've been kind of focused on weather. And I want to talk about a little trip that we made to Chicago.
Fuck.
You remember that?
It was so beautiful.
It was.
During the day.
It was the loveliest day that I can remember in Chicago in years.
It's just, the funny thing is that both times I went to Chicago recently,
yeah,
that's exactly how it was.
The same thing? It's, Chicago is so deceiving.
Hot during the day.
Deceiving, deceiving, deceiving. So my son took me to go see the Cubs get their championship rings a couple years back, and this April.
Yeah.
I think it was April, right? April or May?
No, it was early. It was April.
April. Okay, so it was April. And we left here Tuesday night, got there, hung out Wednesday during the day, went to the game at night, and left
Thursday
morning. That was our whole trip. The daytime, when we went out, we went to kind of do a little sightseeing. Yeah. We became tourists.
We were tourists.
Yeah, we were tourists. My cousin, Amy.
I hadn't been up into Chicago since I graduated boot camp, and I don't even remember going anywhere near in the city. Supposedly I did. I don't remember it.
Well, that was why, one of the reasons we went. And we went to, you know, the downtown area. We took some pictures. Yeah. You know, did Henry and Myrna, we were hanging out. Did Myrna go?
Yes. No, I don't know. You don't have to throw people's names in.
Yeah, man, say hi to, give them a shout out. They took us, they treated us nice. So
we did that years ago when we thanked them for taking us out.
Well, we did it again. so then, you know, we decided, okay, we're gonna get to the game. The game started at like 4 or something like that.
I don't remember.
And we had to get in line because we sitting in the bleachers.
Yeah, bleacher seats.
So we're in line, and out of, I don't know where or what the did we moved away from the sun and stood in the shade. Something fucking happened.
I have no idea. All I know is that I was walking around and I had this hoodie and I was hot the entire time. So I took it off. I was carrying the hoodie. We were drinking in line, which mm-hmm. probably not supposed to do.
Yeah, no.
Fuck it. We were drinking all kinds of vodka and shit.
Yep.
And Sprite. I was still freezing.
Yep.
In the line waiting to get in. It's 4:00.
Yep. And then we get inside. We get our seats, and this is, okay, here in Florida, you open a beer, you have to drink your fucking beer.
Oh, yeah.
You have to drink your beer, because if not, within 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you're drinking soup, yep. You know? We had
ramen with wine.
We had.
Bro, you knocked my camera off, bro. Stop moving. My whole shit's off.
Oh, man.
There I am. Hey, me.
You order one beer over there, and I nursed it almost the entire freaking game.
Bro, because it did at not least get, 7 innings.
Yeah, it didn't get cold. It was nice and cold, but we were freezing.
I think my hands were keeping the beer cold.
I had hands in pockets.
You brought these gloves, and I was like, yes, gloves. You brought these little fucking gardener gloves. They did nothing for us.
They were $20 a piece, and that's all there was. And something is better than nothing, bro. It was fucking freezing, man.
I feel like it was just a waste of money. $40, we could have probably got a blanket.
Well, you know, that's when Cuzzo brought one of the blankets over, and we were supposed to be sharing them, but I don't think that happened at all because we just started pulling that shit.
Nah, give me.
Oh, they were having fun. They freaking, yeah, like, it was nothing.
Yeah, it was nothing to them. This was a regular-ass day.
We were fucking freezing our balls off. It was one of those. We gotta get out of this. Yeah, fucking
let
game.
Me go. And I was falling asleep. The wind was taking the ball. We lost. Oh, yeah. It was the worst.
Well, at least, but you did get to experience that home run stopped by the wind shit. Because yeah. It was going out of the park, and just like it was like somebody put their hand out there and said stop, and the ball just dropped right from the fucking middle. It was. That was fucking sad.
Bro, it was the worst. So later, I don't know if that was the thing. I don't think it was the same year. I went in August for the MLS All-Star game to Chicago. So I took my brother-in-law's up there. And same thing, get there Tuesday, leave Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, actually. Yeah, get there Tuesday because me and Charlie got there on Tuesday. Me and CLK got there on Tuesday. We took an Uber immediately to Wrigley Field, caught a baseball game,
nice.
And then went to the hotel room. And then my other brother-in-law landed on Wednesday morning.
Yep.
Went straight to the hotel, and we took the train down and went sightseeing all day. Beautiful fucking day. Amazing day. We saw so much shit. We ate pizza. We ate hot dogs. We drank beer. It was great. We get into this MLS All-Star game. We buy cheap tickets because we don't give a fuck. We just want to be there representing our team, our soccer team. So we're there. Bro, it just starts storming.
And it doesn't, it's not hot storm.
So there's a bunch of Chicagians. I don't even know what they're called. Chicagites. I don't know. What the fuck are they called?
Chicagoans.
Chicagoans. That sounds real fucking weird. Sounds like some like Atlantis shit. There's a bunch of them, bro. And they're, so we're from fucking Florida, man. We're used to rain. Fuck them. We're just, yeah, take that shit. Watching the game. Yeah, coaching. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Then I looked at my brother, I'm like, yo, I'm cold as fuck right now. He's like, I said, we gonna lean on each other? He said, yeah.
Yo, you can't trust that weather over there.
Bro, we're in shorts. We're wearing short sleeves. Like, because it was a nice, it's August.
Yes. Yes, but that
it is the first week of August. It's supposed to be great.
Yeah, no, that wind comes in,
we
man.
We were freezing, man. And then we catch the train straight. We didn't even get a hotel for Wednesday night because our flight was so early in the morning on Thursday. And the game ended like 10. We weren't going to get to the airport till like midnight. So we were like, fuck it, we'll just sleep at the airport. But the airport, actual airport's not open. You have to sleep in like the little lobby areas.
Yes.
Bro, it was so fucking cold. They had the air conditioner on like it was today in Florida. Like, there's no need, bro. Just turn it off. Turn it off.
We're okay with it.
It was so cold. Like, I found this little bench and we're laying on the bench. And I'm like, yo, I can't do this shit. I started scouting. So I started walking around the fucking all the airports and all the fucking subway stations and shit. Like, where the fuck? And I found this spot down on the lower level in the subway station. Yeah. And it was just perfect. It was carpeted. It was corner. And I'm like, yo, I could sleep here. We can sleep here. So I went upstairs. I'm like, yo, I found a spot. It's warm. It's on the floor. But, you know, it's good to go. And they're like, no, we don't want to move.
What?
Yeah, they were comfortable on their shitty cold bench. They didn't want to sleep on the floor. And I'm just like, but it's not cold.
And there's carpet.
And I'm like, I can't go by myself. I'll get raped. They refused, so I had to fucking stay up there and freeze with them.
They would have been pissed off at me because I'd have been all over just trying to hug them.
It was like the four chairs with the separators in it, you know, with the arms, and they were still laying across them. Like, it was so uncomfortable.
That's so stupid. Okay, so I know not to take them any trips because when I'm cold like that, I got to find me a spot to stay.
Bad, man.
Absolutely have to. And you know, I don't like the cold, period, you know. Yeah. So when these motherfuckers sent me to Alaska, wait, before that, I was in Germany, and this happened in May in one day. We go outside in the morning for first formation before PT. Everybody's wearing heavy-duty gear because it's cold as shit. You do your PT, blah, blah, blah. You come back, take a shower. When you go outside for your first formation, work call formation, you're now wearing just your regular uniform, maybe a little sweater underneath it. You're good.
Yep.
1 o'clock after lunch and everything, you come back, your information. Now you got your T-shirt on, and that's what you're wearing because it's that fucking hot. You go to the 5 o'clock fucking formation. It's 4 inches of fucking snow on the ground. It's fucking May. You know what I'm saying? Every season happened like one after the other. And then when you get out of formation and you're thinking, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and drive home now because, you know, I'm out of work. First sergeant tells everybody, oh, by the way, there's going to be a snowstorm tonight, so if you don't think you're going to be able to make it in, if you live off post and you don't think you're going to make it in, your best bet is to stay on post, you know, because I'm
No. just going to take my chances.
Yes, fuck it. I don't care. I got a candle in my car. It's supposed to keep me alive if I fall into a ditch full of snow. You come find me tomorrow. Fuck staying out here. Shit.
No, fuck that, bro.
And the weather was – but Germany also had that good weather too, though. Like, the summer weather wasn't really, really, really hot. You know what I'm saying? But it only lasted, like, that long. Like, it's not here. Here, we're in summer. Like,
yeah, this is spring, summer.
Yeah, well,
then we have summer, then we have fall, summer, and then we have winter, summer.
Yeah. let me explain winter, summer. Winter, summer is when my mother came over here the first time from Chicago, that she got off the plane. It was January, and it was 18 degrees in Chicago. And when I found her in the airport, my mother had sweatshirt, coat, jacket, sweater, scarf, gloves, boots. She had 3 pair of sweatpants on. It was 80 degrees. It was 80 degrees. She was literally melting in the corner. I just saw her just slowly shrinking. I ran over there. I started taking off stuff. And she's like, but we're going to go outside. I said, look outside. Look. People, I'm in shorts.
People are happy.
Needless to say, we didn't make it to the car. She told me, I'm never leaving. I'm not going back. I'm not going to that cold. Fuck that cold. I agree with her, though. I can't deal with that shit ever again.
So never. One of the prettiest things I've seen is in the cold. Went to Virginia Beach for work, and somehow they gave me a beach room with a fucking beach view.
Nice.
Bet. And I'm like, yeah, this is beautiful. Fucking snows. Like, the moment I land, it just starts snowing. And I'm like, thankfully, I don't have to go to work till tomorrow, so I'm good. So I'm chilling in the hotel room, and I wake up for work, and I look out on the balcony, and it's a white sand beach, but it's snow.
Snow. Oh, I've never seen that.
That was fucking amazing, bro. It was like it was a sunrise. I was like, oh, man, this is beautiful.
See, I've never seen that. I've never seen snow on a beach. Not that I want to, but I think it would probably be pretty. No. No, snow, I can't fuck with it, man. I'm a pussy when it comes to snow.
Yeah, snow sucks, bro. We went to Canada when I was stationed in New York. It was cold as fuck, man. I don't know how people survive in Canada. Canada's like hell frozen over. Like, why would anybody deal with that shit?
I got a buddy that...
They're like, oh, people are so nice. Why?
I got a buddy that, because they don't go out. They just stay home. They have to be friendly. My buddy Jose, he lives up there, and there were times when I'm sitting over here kind of like, you know, at the pool, hanging out, we're doing our thing, and I'm like, hey, what's going on over there? I just spent the last 2 hours digging my car out of the snow. Oh, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Bullshit. What are you doing? Nothing, bro. I was in, you know, just chilling. You know. No. What are you doing? Well, we're at the pool. I got the grill turned on. There's 27 people in my backyard. Fuck you. Nobody told you to move to fucking Canada. Shit. Yeah, that's crazy. Up. Well, that's way up north. You know,
yeah,
shit.
They're crazy, eh?
Eh? Oh, but cold. Korea, bro.
Never been.
No desire. There's nothing. I've never experienced anything like that in my life, to the point where you contemplate going AWOL, and you do. You
gotta get the fuck out.
Yes.
Of here.
How you want? You know, I actually read a couple of stories in the Stars and Stripes where dudes were beating up. They would beat up their senior enlisted and their officers. Just to get kicked out because they didn't want to be there anymore. You know what I'm saying? There is no fall and there is no spring. It's summer and it's fucking winter. That's it. It goes from you're wearing coats and boots and shit to, oh, my God, I can't breathe. It's so fucking hot. Yeah. And this is from one morning to the other. There's no – I don't remember a spring. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I was calm, so – I'm in the top of a fucking mountain.
Yeah.
The wind is blowing 40, 50 miles an hour. Snow is up to your ass. And you have to take a piss.
No, you don't have to take a piss. You want to take a piss.
No. You've held it for 4 days. You haven't shit in 4 days. You haven't taken a piss in 4 days. Your bladder, your stomach, everything is swole up. You can't. Your uniform doesn't fit you right. You're like, I have to go pee. Fuck.
I feel like you just like piss out like a Slurpee, right?
Oh, it feels
like
that way.
Like a slushy.
But the fucked up part is that you hold it for so long, so you're out there peeing longer. You need to go pee as soon as you feel like you got to pee, because it's quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm out. Nah, you got to put on all your gear. You got to walk. And if you're lucky and you have porta potties, that's a blessing.
Speaking of peeing, isn't it like the worst shit when you're peeing and you're wearing shorts and you feel that on your legs? God.
What? You peed yourself?
No, man. You're peeing on a urinal, and then you wear shorts, and you feel a pitter-patter on your leg.
It splashes on your
shirt? Yeah, then you're like, I haven't even started peeing yet. You got somebody else's piss on your legs.
Yeah, no.
Oh, your feet when you're wearing chanclas? Oh.
No, I don't experience that.
You've never experienced piss on your foot?
Yes. But it's me peeing on my foot because I was drunk, not somebody else's.
No, I'm not talking about actually peeing on your feet.
Oh.
Okay. I'm talking about.
Okay, so I didn't do that.
I'm saying from the urinal to get the splash bag.
Oh no, I have good aim.
It's not about aim, bro. It's the design of these fucking urinals, man.
You think it's design?
I know it's design because look, I'm gonna tell you why it's designed specifically. Because at my job, they recently changed the floor. So it used to be a light floor, so you couldn't see all the piss that was on the floor. Now it's a dark ass floor. And I just go pee. I don't miss a lick, bro. And I just look down, just spots every fucking where. And I'm like, that's fucking gross, man.
That's you.
It's not me. Because no matter where you piss in that urinal, fucking shit.
So is it your piss splashing out or when you
No, flush? It's before because it's an automatic flusher. All I got to do is walk the fuck away.
Oh.
Yeah, so, man, that's the worst.
So then we gotta come up with a design for a toilet.
I think every other toilet besides the toilet in my job
is, works.
Works, right? And why would you already know there's a piss problem? Why would you make the floors dark?
Yeah,
it just you just made the piss problem worse.
Yeah, well, you just let everybody know who's peeing on the shit.
Shine the fucking black light on the semen on the bed.
And I didn't. I really didn't. I wasn't that drunk where I peed on my feet. I was just going with what he was saying.
But I wasn't saying that, and you just brought that up. You volunteered that information, so.
Yeah. You've never been that drunk?
Dad the pissy foot.
But you never been that drunk?
No, I've been plenty drunk, but I've never pissed my feet. I've never pissed my own feet. I've pissed on lots of things, not my feet.
Well, I thought that I was peeing in the urinal. I did. I swear to God, I even had my hand out like this, you know. Holding the wall so it wouldn't fall on me, and I was peeing in the urinal, and I was thinking to myself, this fucking urinal is broken, it's leaking. I'm like, fuck! If I flush it, it's gonna wet both my feet. And by the time I realized that it wasn't the urinal, it was too late. That's when you know you thank God that you're close to a beach area or a pool or something.
Something.
You fucking jump in and say fuck it, you know. Sorry if you were in the same pool. that was really pissed. Anyway, what time we at?
I don't know.
Come on.
7 o'clock right now. I don't know what time we started.
Me neither, man.
Uh-oh. You're the worst right now.
I am the worst producer ever. I'm not the producer though.
I feel like you are. Where are we at?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't see the time frame up there. But it was it after 6 when we got started or before 6?
I don't know.
Me neither, dude. I don't remember. Anyway, we're gonna let's talk about we want to do a live.
Yes.
Let's do that.
You want to do a live.
Yeah, I want to do a live, and what we're gonna do, I think I talked about this before. But what we're going to do is we're going to put a jar somewhere around here.
Probably right here.
Yep.
That's a good spot for it.
Yeah, but no, but then they'll be able to kind of count and track.
Not really. It's not going to be clear.
Okay, cool. Good idea. Yeah. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a show.
So that they can see us put them. Yeah. It's back here. They can't see it.
Okay, cool. So we're going to do a live show. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a no cuss show. So that means that from the beginning of the show to the end of the show, we're not allowed, him or I are allowed to say any cuss words.
Yeah, no fucking cuss words.
None at all. No fuck, shit, damn, none of that. Okay? And if we do, then we have to put a dollar in the jar. At the end of the show, right before we close the show, because we're going to be live, everybody gets a chance to guess how much money is in the jar.
Yep.
Okay? If we have 5 people that guess the right amount, then whatever's in there, we're going to split it between you 5.
Cash App.
Cash App. If you don't have Cash App, don't even volunteer to fucking play.
Once again, like the last episode, if you don't have Cash App, sign up under my name, $HalfFreakin'. If you don't have that, I'll send you the link. No problem.
He's just trying to make some money. That's okay.
I need $5, man. I got to need to get these $5. Get these $5.
Yeah, let's do that. So anyway, and you guys are going to, if we do something messed up, we're going to set it up one way or the other so that when we can tell if we cuss, because we're going to be talking like it's normal, and we're going to slip, you know what I'm saying? And we're not going to notice. So you guys
we're going to have, we're going to have a counter in here. We're going to have somebody in here, an accountability expert.
Yes, we're going to have, we have to, because, you know, we try not to curse. I try not to curse. I don't try. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I don't care. I mean, if you don't like my language, you know, fuck you. But we're going to try to go a whole show with no cussing. And
but what we're going to need is for you guys to either DM or Facebook topics that you think that we could talk about without cursing. I mean, that we would, you know, something that would fuck us up.
Yeah.
Something
we
have to talk about, you know what I mean, to... You guys want to make us curse as much as we possibly can.
Yes. And here's the thing. I can go like a whole day without cussing. It's Ricky. He can't, you know, you.
What the fuck?
You know, I can go a whole day without cussing.
The fuck you can't. Look, I'm not dealing with this shit right now.
Okay. DM us. Send us a message on Facebook. Do whatever you have to. Let us know the topics you want us to talk about. And whatever amount of money is in that pot. Like if it's just one person that gets it right, they get it.
Pop said he maxing out at 20.
Yeah, anything at the 20, you fuck. I ain't got that kind of money. Fuck you. I'll throw in an old hat or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Autograph.
How about marbles? All right, I'm Pops.
And I'm Rick.
And we've been talking shit. Have a good night, folks. Thank you for joining us.